I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be here with you tonight. We'll be in conversation with composer John Brennan. And John has been writing music and designing sound for film, advertising, and television since getting his MFA in music composition for the screen from the Columbia College in Chicago, and in Los Angeles for his MFA thesis film score. John conducted a Hollywood orchestra at Capitol Records. John's music has been featured in award-winning independent films and animations at film festivals from Los Angeles to the Czech Republic. He has written music for national brands including GE Aviation, Mentos, Airheads, ConAgra, Pitney Bowes, and NCR. John is an adjunct professor at Northern Kentucky University in audio and music. And we're really happy to have John Brennan with us tonight on Around Cincinnati. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. Hey, you recently were involved in a pretty cool project that has a relationship to Stephen King.
That's right.
Why don't you tell us about that?
So obviously to promote these books nowadays, they're doing full like movie type trailers for the books. So a local director named Michael Manny has actually been doing some of these book trailers for Simon & Schuster. And so Michael and I have been working together on various projects. And so for the latest book trailer for the new book Revival, they created a really dynamite trailer for the book. They promoted it on Facebook and it had 600,000 views in a week. So my role in the book trailer was basically just doing the sound mix and helping with some of the sound design aspects.
Uh-huh. So when you say doing the mix and the sound design, why don't you tell us what that is? I mean, I'm really interested in sound design.
Well, with sound design, you've got all the visual elements, but you need to make the audience feel those elements. So you'll have the music, that's a big part of it. And then you're going to want to create ambiences and create sounds that go with the different pictures on screen. Like with Revival, it's all about the lightning and mystery. And so you're going to put all these elements in there and you're going to mix them so they're very impactful to the audience.
Is there a major difference between sound design and mixing?
To me, they're very similar. And so when I look at a piece, let's say like Revival, where the spot starts out mysterious, and so I'll put in things like wind and things like that to get that mysteriousness. With the mix, I'll think about reverb and things like that as well. So we'll have the spot will start very mysterious, very spacious sounding. And then as the spot starts hitting harder and really grabs your attention, all of that goes away. So everything's right in your face. And at the end, we kind of return to that with a big swelling orchestra sound to get that return to back restart.
Yeah, so what it sounds like, the way you've described it, is you're actually telling a story with sound, but not necessarily words per se, but just the way elements come in and out and the way that they're mixed and how they'll grab you emotionally.
That's exactly right.
What'd you tell us about grabbing people emotionally in what you do?
Well, that's what it's all about, indeed. Whether it's sound design or music, you're talking to the director first about, or the producer first about, what is the emotion that you want to convey? What do you want the person to feel throughout and obviously leave you with at the end?
I know that your studio is down at Garfield Place. Why don't you tell us a bit about the capabilities of a modern studio these days? Because everything is computer-based. How do you go about your work in your studio down there in Garfield Place?
Well, I think it depends on what the project is.
Okay.
But the capabilities as, let's say, a modern composer or sound designer are amazing because of the capabilities of the internet and the capabilities of the technology that you have at your disposal. So you can take an electronic orchestra and you can mix that with real instruments as well. And so you have like a synthesis of the reel and almost like what we call pre-recorded. It's like samples nowadays.
Right.
And so everything has a very realistic sound, and some of it is live and then some of it isn't, but you can't really tell the difference.
You also compose, as well as knowing the engineering aspect and the technical aspect of your craft. So what's the composing process like for you? Do you use a digital keyboard that generates all these different sounds?
I'm a pianist background, and so that's huge, and that influences the music. I consider myself more of an electronic minimalist composer. So like Philip Glass, huge inspiration. I look to a lot of modern film composers for a lot of inspiration.
So talking about film, you were recently involved in an independent film project, the film called Dusk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell us about that.
Dusk is a fantastic psychological thriller. It was locally produced by Michael Manny and Ryan Lewis, two great local producers. Dusk just recently had its cast and crew theater showing here at the Kenwood Theater. And next, it'll go out to the film festivals. And hopefully, this time next year, we'll be able to download and watch like a video on demand, maybe Netflix, things like that.
So what type of score did you create for this psychological thriller?
Mysterious, definitely. Horror at times. Love at times. Sometimes it's extremely intense. It's a roller coaster of a film. So yeah, as a composer, it was a dream job to get because you get to write in your favorite genres, which mine is like the psychological thriller.
Uh-huh.
But then you get to write all these other elements and weave them all together.
Yeah, so do you actually have the film on video in front of you and then you're trying to musically capture the emotion that's being portrayed so the music kind of complements what's going on, and you have the visual in front of you, and you compose to that.
Yeah, so I'll have the picture on a giant flat screen on one side, and I'll have a sequencer on the other side that allows you to multi-track record your various instruments in there. One of the important parts when you're writing film scores is you have the emotion you want to portray, and you'll have different demos from other composers in there you like, and you'll take bits and pieces of what they did, and you'll be inspired by that to then write your own piece that's new and custom fits the film.
Well, John, it's been a lot of fun talking to you today.
Thank you, Ron. It certainly is. Yeah.
All right. Hope you've enjoyed our conversation this evening with composer and sound designer John Brennan, just one of the many Cincinnati-based creatives that you might not be aware of. More information about John Brennan and his work can be found on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.